Would you use the same word like if you did it with your hand or with a switch, or if you're saying it to a young child or older child?
Well, yeah, you would tell a young child, I reckon you're just going to spank it. Mm-hmm. But an old child, you tell them you're going to whip it or something.
Mm-hmm. And a child that's born to a woman that's not married is called a...
Well, illegitimate baby.
Mm-hmm. Any other word? Do you ever hear bastard or woods colt or Sunday child or anything like that?
Well, I've heard it called bastards before, but I never used the word myself.
Mm-hmm. What about a more common, do you ever hear something like bush child or grass colt or old field colt, anything like that?
No, I can't say that I have.
And your brother's son would be called your...
Nephew.
And a child that's lost both parents would be a...
Foster child.
Or he'd be...
Orphan.
Okay. And the person who's supposed to look after him...
would be the foster mother or...
Or the legal...
Stepmother or adopted mother or...
Or guard...
Guardian.
And, if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you'd say, this town is full of my...
kinfolks.
And you say, well, she has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me, but actually I'm no...
kin to her.
And somebody who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, you'd say that he's a...
stranger.
Okay. What if he came from a different country?
He'd be a foreigner.
Would you ever use the word foreigner about someone who didn't come from a different country?
Oh, yeah. He's up above the Mason-Dixon line. He's a foreigner.
Is that said seriously or joking?
Yeah, that's seriously. He's a Yankee, a foreigner, or something, if he speaks other brogue besides ours.
Uh-huh. And is there much of a feeling that this part of the country is the South? Is there... Like, I remember in my high school, they'd take out the Confederate flag at pep rallies and stuff. Do they have that?
Yeah, we fly the Confederate flag a lot. Yeah.
It's still pretty strong feeling, you know, South versus the North?
It is. People, just a little bit, it would come back. I mean, the North just lives so much different than the South.
Mm-hmm.
And if it ever occasion... they'll speak against the North. Mm-hmm. Most people will that's been here all the time. There's still hard feelings of, mm-hmm. particularly in the older people, about that.
Is there much resentment? Well, you know, there was a lot done with the Civil Rights Movement in Mississippi, you know, one of the states of Alabama and Georgia too, but was there much... There was, I think someone was killed here about 10 years ago or something. I just vaguely remember it, but is there much, do you remember that period very well?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
What was the reaction then?
Well, it was not us that was really sorry for it. I meant we expected it to happen. Really, we expected more violence than what did happen.
Mm-hmm.
When it was pushed down our throat, we really didn't know what we'd do.
There was much resentment that there were a lot of people coming from outside Mississippi, you know.
Outside agitators, it was. And they just come in and agitated the thing until, and still are doing it, the news medias and things. They just harp on it. Some little incident can happen, especially to Mississippi, and they'll just mm-hmm. get on it and ride it to death, or mm-hmm. either Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
They just...